News Talk 580 WTCM, just a few seconds before 10 minutes after 10 a.m. as I am looking outside at the brick wall, which is covered up right now by a shade because ain't nobody want to look at that.
Well, and it's also not very light. It's,
no,
the
it's
sun
not.
Hasn't come out yet today.
The sun hasn't come out today. I was assuming that we would see some sunshine, but that looks like tomorrow in the forecast. What we have today is a slight chance of rain and snow showers in the next few hours. Then you're going to see rain and snow showers for the rest of the afternoon, but not a lot of precipitation out there and some calm winds. Sunshine for tomorrow, but I mean, it's October, and I think we're all, you know, basically into fall mode, which is a perfect opportunity to talk to our friends at the Travel Authority, which is an Altour company here in northern Michigan. And Tammy Sifonia joining us in studio. Hi, Tammy.
Good morning, Crystal.
How are you?
Good morning, Colleen. I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good.
You're getting ready to get out of here.
I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
Next week.
Next week.
Next week.
How many people called the office when it started snowing on October 17th and said, what? I need to plan my trip.
You know, that's a good thought, because right now we're in spring break mode, mm-hmm. so we're very busy. And I laugh at the calls that come in that people say, oh, I know I'm a little early. You're not early. Spring break again. Traverse City's is March 23rd, 22nd, 23rd. So we're booking. I mean, it's ready to... Let's get everybody out of here. Christmas break. There's still space for Christmas break, too. So if you want to go somewhere warm coming up here, we can get you out of here.
Yeah, we definitely can.
Yeah.
And where are people going? You know,
The typical Mexico, Caribbean, cruises. You know, of course, my favorite, Disney. You know, we get a lot of, you know, everybody just wants to go somewhere warm. So the space is there. The prices... We're good this year because Easter is so late this next year. Our spring break is like 3 weeks before Easter. So we're not into that big Easter rush like we were last year. So
by the same token, though, for travel agencies and other, you know, just beaches and places, that really spreads it out, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's busy all the way through.
Yes. Yeah, because so now you're going to have a long spring break this year because colleges are usually the first part of March. Then we get into, you know, Michigan's and other places go at the end of March. And then into even end of April we have a long spring break time this year.
Mm-hmm.
Colleen had a really interesting thought prior to the show, Tammy, and I wanted to bring that up. Her thought was, when it comes to families planning for a spring break or for, you know, maybe it's going to be a winter vacation or something that somebody is going on, you have so many different people saying, hey, you know, mom wants to go to Costa Rica and, you know, maybe dad wants to go to Alaska and maybe, you know, whatever it might be. And the kids want to go somewhere warm or whatever it might be. How do you choose something that everybody will love? I mean, when you hear of someone coming into your office and they say, oh my gosh, I've got multi-generations, I need to find a destination and a venue that's going to make everyone happy.
Well, it's probably going to be more of the activities.
Okay.
I mean, you can't obviously go to Alaska
and Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. I mean, it's based on your activities, on how involved you want to be with everybody. Like a cruise is wonderful for multi-generations because everybody can go off and do their own thing during the day. You can all go on shore excursions if you want to. You can all meet down at dinner time then, so you can all be back together. So that works really well for multi-generations is on a cruise. An all-inclusive is the same way. And remember, our all-inclusives is everything. Once you pay for that final payment, and you can put a deposit down and you can make payments as you go along the way up until about 45 days before your vacation.
Right.
Again, an all-inclusive. You have buffets during the days. You have pools. You have activities going on. People
that, to
can
me,
go
is
off.
The way to go.
That is.
You know, I mean, you show up with your suitcase and voila, you're good.
Yeah, you're good. You know, your tips are included, you know.
You know, with all the talk that we have going on about Border Patrol and about the safety of different places, I mean, people are still going to Mexico. I mean, that's still a resort destination. Can you speak to that a little?
Yeah. I mean, I've been to Mexico several times, and these resorts are gated communities. I mean, if you go outside of the gate, You go during the day. Mm-hmm. You go on a tour that's through the hotel.
But
you
that's
know?
Many places. That's the
that's
Caribbean,
many
too,
places.
You know?
Many places. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. It's common sense. I mean, it can be anywhere in the United States, too. You just got to know your surroundings. But, yeah, no, we still, Mexico is still the best. You get the best resorts for your money. You know, people try to stay away from Mexico and want to mm-hmm. go down into the Caribbean. When we price the Caribbean, it is a lot more.
Right.
A lot more to get to, especially at spring break time.
Mexico has that climate, too. I mean, you pretty much, the times I've been to Mexico, I don't think I ever saw a cloud in the sky.
I know.
And it never got under 77 degrees at night.
Yeah, you usually have the best weather.
Yeah.
You know, I've always liked the food. I've always mm-hmm. liked the entertainment.
Just don't drink the water.
They give you bottled water. Uh-huh. Bottled water is everywhere. And that's an old, I mean, all these mega hotels now have filtration water and, you know, you don't like
it. It is okay to drink.
Yeah. Back in the 80s, I mean, I can remember just getting the bottle and putting it on your toothbrush.
Brush your tooth.
Yeah. So, but I mean, last time I was down there, I stayed at a Hard Rock Resort and it was wonderful. I mean, it was great.
When you talk about those different excursions, like if people are thinking about that as a family vacation, all inclusive, because it does make sense, you know.
Yeah.
Especially if you have kids and you're going, you know, these teenage boys will eat six times a day. I can't afford this anymore.
Yeah.
Can you, when you look at those excursions, how do you know who is going to have the better excursions? I mean, is this something that you vet at the travel authority?
We have them through certain vendors that you can pre-buy. Now, yes, it's a great thing to do, but let me tell you, some of the stuff, like we were down there and we were doing Xiha, which is, I describe it in the Riviera Maya, as a natural water park. You can river raft, you can snorkel, you can swim with the dolphins, all kinds of outdoor water sports. It was raining the day we went. So something like that, you almost want to do once you get down there. You know, there's not a lot of things that would sell out when mm-hmm. you're down there. So if you're really worried, I mean, we definitely can get all scheduled, do all those short excursions, be all done with it. But yeah, you want to do those ones right out of the hotel. They're with, you know, with Delta Vacations, with their VIP tours. They're all right there. They take you there. It's all done.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then, you know, you have the people that, you know, you can rent a Jeep. We rented cars when we went down there one time and drove to Chichen Itza, the ruins. And I will never drive a car down there again. I mean, it wasn't like it was hard to do. It was just crazy.
Really?
So let the tour people do it. Let them do it.
Let them take you where you need to go.
Then if some of the family members want to go and some of them don't, you don't have to.
Tammy, one thing that I see a lot of, and the Travel Authority has a great website, thetravelauthority.com, and what I see a lot of are these little pop-up ads on your social media, or you know, maybe you've thought about traveling, and all of a sudden you get all these little ads, and they're saying, hey, look at this, and book it, it's only $500. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, and that's why you need someone looking out for you, like the Travel Authority,
exactly. I had a lady example the other day. She just came in, and she was looking for airline tickets. She had to get off of a cruise ship and come home. So she's already stressed. She's on one of the airline sites, not an airline, but one of the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she's booking it and gets all the way through. And by the time she's done, the price has doubled.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's based on inventory. So when we book something, we're seeing live inventory. People call us all the time because they're trying to get a person from Detroit, maybe a person from Traverse City, and try to match up.
Yeah.
You know, we can do that. Or if you have like 7, 8, 9 people, I think you only can do 4 online.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the max.
Yeah.
So if you have over 4, you know, if you go and book those 4 online and then want to do another 4, you might not get the same flights by that time.
Right.
We can see that. We can see if we can do 8 people in one booking. We can put, you know, even 10, 12. We can see that on our screens, how many people we can get on the same flights.
The magic genies of travel.
That's right.
You know all the stuff we wish we knew.
I laugh every time if someone comes in and just says, oh, I've been so frustrated. I've been working on the internet. I can't figure this out. And, you know, we get on there and click, and they're like, how did you do that so fast?
Magic,
I'm like,
baby.
Well, that's my job.
So fast. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
If you have, we kind of have a potpourri show going on right now with the Travel Authority, as Tammy Sifonia is in for Bonnie Pintozzi today. And you can call if you have any questions. 847-947-0023. Is there anything happening in the world of travel news, like the documentation that you might need? If you're planning a trip, you know, is there anything, any changes that people may need to be aware of?
Well, that real ID on our driver's license is coming up for Michigan. I believe it's 2020 or 2021. Yeah. But when you get your renewal of your driver's license coming up, my husband just got his. I'll get mine in May. There'll be a pamphlet in there showing you about the real ID. And what the real ID means is if you fly, and this is going to be anywhere domestically, does not include international, because international, you still have to have a passport. Just because you get this real ID does not mean you can fly internationally. But it does mean you're to be able to fly domestically.
Mm-hmm.
So if you fly, you've got to have this done.
Yeah.
And you've got to take your birth certificate in, or you've got to take your passport in once you renew your driver's license.
And it is October 1st, 2020. So you're going to need that real ID compliant document to fly within the United States. Is there, so if people don't have to renew, you know, until maybe October 15th of 2020, they might not be able to fly until that point.
Right. Or you can go in ahead of time and do it too.
And have it done.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. If you know you have a flight coming up after 2020 and you haven't, which is going to probably be very unlikely, because they've been doing this for over a year now, that that information has been coming, that if your ID's up, to go get that real ID. Now we're getting closer, so make sure you get it done.
Facebook message coming in. What kind of ID do you need for children when flying?
Children under 18 don't need anything.
Under 18?
Under 18. Okay. Going through security, it does help if you have a student ID or just anything with a picture on it, you know. They probably don't even look, but
yeah,
it is. It's nice to have that, but no, they do not need it.
Okay. 947-0023 if you have any questions about this. You know, getting back into where we are traveling, I know you're headed abroad. Europe is really big right now. Is Iceland still really big?
Oh, Iceland's the new and upcoming.
What is it about Iceland that people are going to see?
I think it's the unknown, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't we always say, like, isn't a dream of all of ours always to go to Australia? You know, everybody wanted to go to Australia. And
then they went there.
And then they went there. So now, yes, I'm going to Ireland, and then I am taking an excursion up to Iceland. And so, I mean, I want to see it. One of our girls in our office, Sarah, did a trip a year ago and rented a VW camper, a van, and did it for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And went through the whole island. And she loved it. And I'm looking really forward to seeing.
Is it peak Northern Lights time this year?
Yes, yes.
Or this time of year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm hoping to do that.
What's the weather like
in
Iceland?
It's in the 40s right now.
So it's like here.
Yeah, yeah. So is Dublin. It's the same, a little rainy. I keep watching it to see, you know, hopefully get that clear night so I can go up to see the Northern Lights. And you can do that right in Reykjavik. There's a boat tour you can do right out of the city, so.
Now, I would say now about a year and a half ago, Bonnie started touting Iceland as, I mean, they were really pushing tourism.
Oh, yeah.
And they're still doing that. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're not going to get it for as much of a value. But in the beginning, when these, you know, these countries are going, all right, we're getting into the tourism market big time.
Right.
Or reaching out to different markets, you really can get a lot of savings there. And I've noticed that Israel is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You're seeing a lot of
people.
They do a
lot of ads.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of ads for Israel. I mean, the tourism is there. And I think out of JFK, the prices, a lot of people from New York go to Iceland because the prices get down there.
Israel
and Iceland, both. Yeah. So they're getting the better prices, you know, of course, out in the East Coast. But, I think they're just all both trying to build up their tourism and get us to go over there. So
I would definitely say Israel is worth it.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah. And the interesting thing about it, though, and this is the kind of thing that you have to talk to your clients about, because like we were talking about with Mexico, people hear something and they go, oh, no, you know, I can't go there. I have a cousin that just came back from Nepal. And my uncle, the entire time he was there, was like, oh, no, he's going to lose a kidney. And I was thinking, Uncle, that's not necessarily how that will go. But he was so worried because he heard
lose
about it
kidney.
Once. Yeah, it's going to happen. But he heard about it, and And that's how we are kind of over here. We just go, well, what if something terrible happens and then we don't want to go? Do you do a lot of like talking people down?
Yeah, we'll get a lot of people that ask, you know, how safe it is or if there's an advisory that comes out, you know, just like even now, right now with the hurricane that went through.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't heard anything like Puerto Vallarta was devastated or until we hear that. But we know that stuff. We know from clients coming back that it's fine. That's why we go to these places and check things out. You know, we know it's okay.
Yeah. And you have that firsthand experience. You will talk people through things.
Yes.
If you are planning some sort of a multi-generational or intergenerational travel with lots of different people, you need to use a travel agent.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And if they're coming from all over different places, we can match it all up.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Before we go, though, Tammy, you have a big something happening on
next week, right? Alaska event next Thursday at the Country Club.
Yeah, this is huge. This is On Stage Alaska, and space is limited right now for this. What this is going to be is at 6 o'clock on November 1st. So after all the Halloween candy has been passed out at 6 o'clock the next night, you can go to Traverse City Golf and Country Club on Union Street in Traverse City. And really, all you have to do is show up, but they do want to know that you're coming so that they can have enough food for you.
Yes, we want an RSVP. It's a wonderful show. Holland America puts it on, and it'll really tell you what to expect going on a cruise tour in Alaska.
This is on my list, definitely. Alaska and the Yukon's captivating beauty. It's all about Holland America. And that's an incredible cruise line, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
They do
definitely.
A really great job.
Yep.
Well, Tammy Sifoni, you did wonderful filling in today.
Thank you so much, Crystal.
It was great to see you. And if you want to find out more, not only about Onstage Alaska, how to RSVP, maybe you want to look at some celebrity cruises. There's a ton of different sales going on there. And Uniworld's early booking savings offers. All of that is happening at thetravelauthority.com. Plus, it's Plan a Cruise Month.
There you go.
So, you know,
let's start planning. Let's plan it.
Let's get there. Thank you so much, Tammy.
Thanks, Crystal. Go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska.